quote. Meditation on the selflessness of phenomena should also be done in the following manner. Phenomena, in short, are included under the five aggregates, the 12 sources of perception, and the 18 elements. The physical aspects of the aggregates, sources of perception, and elements are, in the ultimate sense, nothing other than aspects of the mind. This is because when they are broken into subtle particles, and the nature of the parts of these subtle particles is individually examined, no definite identity can be found. End of quote. Phenomena here refers to everything that is enjoyed or used by a person, such as the five mental and physical aggregates, 12 sensory sources, and 18 elements. All these external objects, such as physical form and so forth, appear to have an identity separate from the perceiving mind. But in reality, this is not the case. If they possessed an identity separate from the perceiving mind, then the two, the phenomenon and the perceiving mind, should, by definition, be wholly unrelated entities. This would also contradict the notion that things are posited by the perceiving mind. The object perceived does not have an identity separate from the mind that perceives it. If things like physical form were to have external existence, we should be able to find it, even after we had removed the form's component parts piece by piece. Since this is not the case, we can conclude that things are devoid of external existence. This also implies that the perceived object and the perceiving mind do not exist as separate entities. Therefore, proponents of this school of thought say that there is no external existence apart from being of the same nature as the mind. Ordinary people have misconceived physical form over beginningless time. Therefore, forms and so forth appear to be separate and external to the mind, just like the physical forms that appear in dreams. In the ultimate sense, physical form and so forth are nothing other than aspects of the mind. Thus, suchness or emptiness refers to a lack of substantial separation between the subjective mind and the object perceived by that mind. This is because when physical things are broken into small particles and the identity of those particles is sought, no definite identity or self can be pinpointed. The next lines explain the exclusive philosophical viewpoint of the Madhyamaka.